Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend your Tuesday evening with us. And we're looking to have a great time in the Lord. So go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, and feel free to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord right along with us. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us put our minds on the Lord. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we humble ourselves before you. We ask for mercy. We come to you, O God, calling upon your name, asking you to stop by here, Lord Jesus. Make your holy visitation, O God. Lord, while we're praying this prayer, search our hearts, O Lord. Anything that's not right, please be merciful and forgive us, Lord. Take it away from us in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you will cover us on your blood, that you will sanctify us on the inside and on the outside. Lord, we ask for healing and for restoration. Oh, God, we ask for deliverance today. We ask, Lord, that you will move in a mighty way, oh, God, and that you will work miracles. In the name of Jesus, touch souls, O God. Encourage souls. Lift heavy burdens, O Lord. Destroy the yokes of bondage. Yes, break God. Every chain, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we are depending on you, Lord, and we are looking unto you. Oh, my God, we ask that you will bless this broadcast even the more. Let it grow. Let it prosper. Let it reach souls near and far. In the name of Jesus, touch somebody's mind right now. Give them the mind to turn from the error of their ways. Give them the mind, Lord, to serve you all the days of their lives. And look on the youth tonight, Lord Jesus. Have mercy on their souls, O God, and preserve them and their mind. Don't let the enemy destroy and mess up their lives. But Lord God, set them apart for your own use. In the name of Jesus, we know you are able, my God. We come against every evil force in the name of Jesus. Bind every unseen spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, send your power. Send your anointing in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, my God, and we're depending on you right now. We need your help, my God. We need a breakthrough, Lord Jesus. We need you to take us by the hand. Lead, guide, and direct us. Lord, show us the way we should go. My God, order our footsteps in your word, Lord. Keep us. In the name of Jesus, send your word tonight, O Lord.
Yes,
let
Lord.
Your word have free course. Let your anointing come, O God. Anoint the speaker tonight, Lord. Let your word enter into our ears and
Lord.
Into our hearts. And help us, Lord, to receive your word. We are praying, God, even for the entire body of Christ, every member in particular, one by one, and name by name, we ask you, Lord, to bless your people and help us, O God, to come together.
Help
us to work and labor in your vineyard, Lord. Help us to do all that you have commanded us to do, Lord. And we are praying for our leaders tonight. We ask for guidance for them, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Give them insight, Lord. Give them vision. Give them revelation, Lord. Teach them how to lead your people. Strengthen and encourage them and the congregation. In the name of Jesus, we believe you tonight, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. We believe you, O God, for the healing of the sick. We believe you tonight, Lord, for strength and for power. O God, we believe you for the answering of our prayers, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We believe you, Lord. And we are taking you at your word. We are praying, O God, for comfort for all the bereaved families, Lord, the families that are suffering in grief, hearts, and Lord. We pray that you will please mend the hearts together and remove that pain, of the heart. Oh, God, you're acquainted with the grief. And we ask, God, yes, that you will bring consolation. Bring comfort, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We believe it right now, Lord, and we count it as done. We ask it in faith in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And we thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Evangelist Khadija, could you read the scripture?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, yes, I can. Yes. Scripture, the open scripture is taken from the 51st number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. And I am reading from the King James Version Bible. Again, that's the 51st number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice." Thank God for another word, the 51st number of Psalm, the first throughout the 8th verses. And again, just want to thank everyone for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218, and that access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. 5 is FIVE. And we also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice. Title 1 school and 1 is O-N-E. And to visit the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, you every Sunday afternoon at 12 o'clock p.m., Sunday afternoon service is held, and on 6 o'clock p.m. on Wednesdays, Wednesday night prayer is held at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And we want to continue to pray for this Lord on our prayer list. We want to keep the Breeze Carr family in our prayer. Pray for the Brother Donovan Darius, the Reeves Allen family, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Mary Anderson, Kenneth Crockett, Sister Maria McBride, Charles Morris Sr., Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Yashin Parker, Larry Denson, Jonathan West, the Breeze Darius family, the Breeze Holmes family, Edie Johansson, Henry and Mary Edmond. And on our youth prayer list, we want to keep India West in prayer, continue praying for Lyric and Essence Darius, Tiffany Ray, India McBride, Stephen and Terrell Allen, David Hameen, and all those who are currently requesting prayer and are in need of prayer. And at this time, we are going to ask if Evangelist Cynthia would render us a selection. God bless you, Evangelist. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if not, amen. God bless you, sis. Amen. I'll just sing a little portion of this song, amen. Jesus is everywhere. Jesus really cares. No matter what you're going through, He'll fix it just for you. For He knows just what to do. He'll be right there whenever you call. My Lord will catch you when you fall. When you're down to your last dime, they've been right on time. And I know He'll be right there. And I know He'll be right there. Jesus is everywhere. Jesus really cares. No matter what you're going through, He'll fix it just for you. For He knows just what to do. When the preacher is not around, when friends and loved ones can't be found, don't depend on no one else. You go to Jesus for yourself, and I know He'll answer your prayer. And I know He'll answer your prayer. Say it one more time. Jesus is everywhere. Jesus really cares. No matter what you're going through, He'll fix it just for you. For He knows just what to do. Oh, He knows what to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, the broadcast is into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may give words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful selection. Excuse me. Thank God also. Excuse me. Yeah, the devil is alive.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. He wants to get me choked up before I can even talk.
Yes, all right.
But
get the victory.
God be the glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for that selection.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus is everywhere. Amen. And He really cares. And the enemy doesn't want you to believe that He cares. But He really cares. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I just thank God for the Gospel Truth broadcast. And we're going to prepare for the Word of God tonight. And let's open our hearts. Let's open our ears that we can hear from God. Amen. That we can invite Him to come in and He will lead us. He will guide us. All you have to do is listen closely to the Word of God. Don't be distracted. Put aside anything that could take your attention away from hearing the Word of God. And listen. Listen for the voice of God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
At this time, without further ado, I introduce to you our speaker for tonight in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Let us pray for her and along with her as she comes forth to minister the word of God. God bless you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for your goodness and mercy, for sparing our lives and giving us another chance to be on this broadcast. We pray that you send your word, touch my body, oh Lord. Send your word and send your anointing. Let it reach a soul, that somebody might repent of their sins, that somebody might be healed of their affliction, that somebody may be strengthened. Help us, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know thou art able. We know you got the power. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for Evangelist Amin, Evangelist Khadija, and Sister Rhoda for being on the line tonight. At this time, we want to go to the Word of God, and we want to go to this. We're going to start with Exodus, the 33rd chapter, and verse 14. And then we want to go to 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. Praise the Lord. And the Word of God reads in Exodus 33 and 14, and he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And let's go over to 1 Corinthians 15, and the Word of God says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. My title tonight is Continue Laboring for the Lord. And my theme, God will give you rest. Glory to God. I thank God for his word. This is a promise and a covenant from God himself. He said that if we labor and if we just endure, glory to God, and if we just follow through with what God has given us to do, the work that he told us to do, then God himself will give us rest. And he said, my presence shall go with thee. In other words, his presence is going to go with us. And I believe at this time, he was talking to the children of Israel, to Moses, his servant, and he said that his presence would go with them. And he said, I will give thee rest. Glory to God, meaning that after all that you've done, after you've done the will of God and the work of the Lord, he's going to give you freedom from work. You won't have to work anymore. There will not be any more activities for you to do down here, but you'll be able to rest with the Lord God Almighty. Praise the Lord. The Bible said, therefore, for this cause, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. Be steadfast. Don't let nobody shake your faith, but be steadfast in the Lord, immovable. Don't let Satan move you, but be unmovable, always abounding. Even as you're going through your tests and trials and being tried on every hand, just keep on abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know, we know this, our labor is not in vain in the Lord. God has a reward for us. Praise the Lord. I don't care what anybody says. They could say you're doing the work you're doing, God is not honoring it. But if, as long as it is for the Lord, yes,
He is honoring the labor that you do for him. Because God is going to pay us according as our work shall be. Now, if your work is in the Lord and working for the Lord, God has a crown of righteousness laid up for every one of us. Glory to God, we don't have to worry, but we can continue to do the will of God and keep on laboring, even in the midst of opposition and Satan rising up against us and kicking up against us. But if we continue, think about Jesus, how that he was rebuked, he was scorned, he was talked about, he was called Beelzebub. Glory to God, he was. They told him that, in other words, he was casting out devils by Beelzebub. But Jesus Son of God, and he had the power to cast out devils. He had the power to heal the sick and to raise the dead. And he was doing the will of his Father. That was the reason that he came into the world, was to do the will of his Father. Glory to God. And God was pleased with the work that he had done. And God got the glory out of his life. I just thank God today, because this is what I want. I want God to get the glory out of my life. I want to continue to labor and work for the Lord. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians, the 4th chapter and the 12th verse and the 13th verse. Praise the Lord. We're going to skip on back to the 10th verse. The Bible said we are fools for Christ. Now, just because I'm working for the Lord and you want to call me a fool, it's all right with me, because I'm a fool for Christ. That's why I keep on working. That's why I keep on laboring, because I'm a fool for Christ. Glory to God. But the Bible says, but ye are wise in Christ. We are weak, but ye are strong. Ye are honorable, but we are despised. And the reason that they were despised were because they were the servants, they were the leaders, and they were preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. So they were the ones that were despised. And any time you preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and the word of God, that devil, he will despise you. He will hate the words that you say. Mm-hmm. He will hate the work that you do. But that's all right. Continue laboring for the Lord, because God is going to give us rest. Glory to God. I want to be able to enter into that rest. In verse 12, it says, and labor, working with our own hands, being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we suffer it. Sometimes we are being persecuted, but we put up with it. We go with it. Glory to God. The devil will try to annoy you. He will revile against you. But the word of God said in St. Matthew 5 and 11, said, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. He said, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. And we're not better than the prophets that was before us. They went through.
Amen.
We got to go through too. Glory to God. But great is our reward in heaven. We should be rejoicing and praising God exceedingly with exceeding joy, because they did it to the old prophets. Hallelujah. And they were before us. They constantly injured or distressed, caused them to be in distress. They oppressed them for reasons of religion, for because they believed in God, they believed in the Son of God, the only begotten of God, they believed in him, and they didn't. Glory to God. And when we believe in God, the Bible says the devil will get mad. And it's not because of you, but it's because of Christ that is living on the inside. Glory to God. They'll try to trouble you and annoy you constantly because you're serving the Lord. But I want to say to every believer tonight, continue. Keep on. Don't stop. Regardless of what Satan says, regardless of what he does, regardless of the traps that he set up before you, continue laboring for the Lord, and God will give you rest. Glory to God. Thessalonians 1 and 3, the Bible says, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love. We got to continue to labor and show that love. I don't care how the devil cut up. He might be mean and hateful, but we continue to labor and show that labor of love and patience and hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. If we can do that, we can make it. We can enter into that rest that God has prepared for us. In the book of Hebrews 4 and 11, the Bible says, let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest. We got to labor. We got to work so that we can enter into that rest. Lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. If we don't work like we should, if we don't labor like we should, the devil can cause you to fall in that same example of unbelief. We've got to take God at his word and believe just what God said in his word. Glory to God. That unbelief was the initial sin of man. They didn't believe God. Hallelujah. But I believe God today. And whatever he said in his word, I believe it. I've taken that his word, knowing that his word is true and his word cannot fail. But God, glory to God, his word will stand forever. Everything is going down but the word of God. God's word is going to stand in the midst of it all. That's why we got to keep on laboring for the Lord. Because everything that God said in his word is going to come to pass. No matter how the devil laugh at us. No matter how he talk about us and say, oh, look at them, those people, those holy rollers. Oh, look at them. They're going to church again. Every time I see them, they're going to church. But that's all right. As long as we are laboring and serving the Lord, that's going to pay off in the end. And all these people that's running to the juke joint and to the dance floors, glory to God, to the clubs and to the bars and to the dance houses, if you don't get your life in order with Christ, if you don't get saved and repent of your sins and turn from your way, glory to God, you're going to be left behind. I don't want to be left behind. I'm striving and laboring to enter into that rest that God told the children of Israel, that God told Moses, his servant, that they would enter into his rest. He said his presence would go with them. And that's what I trust and I believe, that God's presence will go with us, because when the Holy Ghost comes in, that is living in you, and he will dwell in you. He will stay in you. Glory to God. And God will take you through. He will lead you on to victory. God will give you that rest that you are laboring for. Hebrews 6 and 10, the Bible said, for God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love, which he has shewed toward his name. You shewed this toward his name. Your labor went toward his name in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. Church and saints of God, people of God, every born-again believer in Christ, keep laboring for the Lord. God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love that ye have shewed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. Keep ministering for the Lord, and God will give you that rest. You won't have to worry about working anymore. You won't have to worry about laboring. You won't have to worry about taking the abuse, being talked about anymore. Glory to God, being lied on anymore, being disregarded, dishonored, and everything else. You won't have to worry about it because you will have entered into that rest. I thank God for his word tonight. We're going to pray the prayer of faith tonight because we know that prayer changes things. And we want to pray for the souls that are listed on the prayer list because we know that God can heal. Some are on the long-term list. Glory to God. But I still know that God can heal them. The diseases, the afflictions that is trying to overtake their bodies and cause them not to remember. Glory to God. I know God is able to regulate that mind and change that mind. He's able to work a miracle in somebody's life tonight. God is able to heal, and he's able to raise up the sick. He's able to deliver from the stroke. He's able. God is able to deliver from the cancer. He's able to deliver from the liquor bottle. He's able to take off the drugs. He's able to stop you from the smoking. God can do it today. We are looking to him, the author and the finisher of our faith. We believe our God today. Somebody is in pain today, but we know God can take away the pain. God can take away the misery. God can heal that sin-sick body. God can change that evil mind. Glory to God. We're going to pray, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your word tonight. We thank you, oh Lord. We pray that you look on the souls of men that you will touch tonight, Jesus. Save, Lord. Heal, Jesus. Forgive sins tonight. Blot out of transgressions. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Find the works of Satan. Cast him out tonight, oh Lord. Oh my God, we know you're able, Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that you will look upon each of your people. Oh my God, even as going through the day, we may have done something wrong or said something out of the way. But Lord, we pray that you look on us, that you have mercy on us, that you deliver us, oh Lord, that you forgive us today, oh Lord. Have mercy today. Let your blood cover, Lord. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Find every evil work. Look on the souls that are suffering right now, Lord. Those who have afflictions in their bodies. Those who are dealing with cancer, Alzheimer's. Oh, my God, those who have the habit. Oh, my God, we know you can take it away. The cigarettes, take it away, oh, Lord. We know you can do it today. You did it for us, oh, Lord. And you're still working miracles. In the name of Jesus, take away the drugs. Take away the very taste. In the name of Jesus, say to the uttermost. In the name of Jesus, we know thou art a deliverer. And you got the power to do away sins, blot out of the transgression. Help somebody to give their life to you, oh Lord. And Lord, we pray that you look on everyone that's listed on that prayer list, that you touch them, oh Lord, one by one and name by name. Let your blood cover, oh Lord. Wash them in your blood. Oh, my God, sanctify them and fill them with the Holy Ghost. Help them to seek your face and call on your name and turn from their way. In the name of Jesus, find the works of the devil. That devil, he seeks to overthrow. He comes to steal and kill. But you said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. We believe your word today. Oh, my God, help us to continue to labor in your vineyard. And whatsoever is right, you will pay, Lord. Help us, oh, Lord, to keep working for you. We want to enter into your rest, that rest that you have for us, that rest that you promised us. Help us today, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, look on all those souls that are requesting prayer. You know their prayer requests. You're able to grant it according to your will. Help your people to stand and go through. Continue to look on all of the bereaved families. Continue to strengthen them and take them through. Pray that you look on the Carr family. Pray that you touch them today. Help them to get through, oh Lord. I know you're able to take them through. You're able to keep them, oh Lord. Look on Yanni, oh Lord. Have mercy on her. Help her, oh Lord. Give her strength, oh Lord. Help her to look to you, oh Lord, and your word, oh Lord. You're able to keep her, oh Lord. Don't let her go astray, Jesus. Help her to follow in her dad's footsteps. Help her, oh Lord, to follow in the way of holiness. Help her, oh Lord, to give up to you, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, that she may serve you in the beauty of holiness. Look on his son, Irvin. Touch him right now, Lord. Have mercy on him, oh Lord. Comfort his soul. Strengthen him, oh Lord. Give him courage. Help him to go through, oh Lord. Look on Sister Doreen. Continue to touch her, oh Lord. Save her, oh Lord. Fill her with the Holy Ghost. And use her in your service. We know you're able today, oh Lord. We believe your word, and we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for your word today. We thank you for this broadcast. And once again, we thank you for a way, Lord, to project the word of God. We thank you for opening this door for us, oh Lord, that we may be able to preach the word of God and pray the prayer of faith. We pray that you continue to bless us, continue to go with us, and stand by us, and we will give thy name the praise. We thank you for all that you've done, Lord. We thank you for how you continue to bless us. We thank you for how you continue to make the way. We thank you for how you continue to deliver. We thank you for how you continue to bring us out of every situation that Satan has laid the trap for us. We thank you because thou art a strong deliverer and thou art a miracle worker. Lord, you are an awesome God, and we give your name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to your name, Lord. Bless the name of Jesus. We honor you today, Lord. Not unto us, O Lord, but unto thy name. Give glory and honor of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us, and we will give thy name the praise. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O Lord. Bless the name of Jesus. At this time, we thank God for all things in this broadcast. We now turn this part of the broadcast into the hands of Pastor Sheila Amin.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that beautiful message, a very timely message, and a very encouraging message.
Amen. The Lord just began to encourage my soul through this message. And she was talking about continued laboring for the Lord. God will give you rest. And that's the truth. That's God's word. That's his promise. And the Lord spoke to his people, saying that his presence would go with us, that he would give us rest. And we can take God at his word. And she brought out so many beautiful points concerning the word of God.
Yes.
And how God is truly a just God. He is not unjust to forget our work and labor of love. Amen. We are going forth doing the work of the Lord. God is not going to forget that. But only what we do for Christ will last. Some people, they take upon themselves. They want to do this and that for the Lord. And they want that reward. But it has to be the work that God has assigned. Amen. If you're laboring and you're working for the Lord and you're doing what God has given you to do, God is not unjust to forget the work and the labor that you give. Amen. And also, he is going to bless you with a great reward. The great reward is waiting for us. Hallelujah. And we can rejoice and we can praise God. We might be persecuted down here. We may be looked upon as nothing or treated as nothing. Amen. But we are what God has made us. And that's how the enemy wants us to feel like we're worthless. We're not this and we're not that. Amen. But we don't have to hold our heads down. We can hold our head up. Amen. Knowing that God is going to give us rest. Praise the Lord. I could say more, but I just thank the Lord for this message tonight. And I just want to encourage you, Evangelist May, continue to preach the word of God and allow God to speak through you. Amen. Praise the Lord. This time, we're going to give way for a remark from our other evangelists and clergy, if any, on the line and desire to have remarks. God bless you at this time.
Amen. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Newbell, telling us to continue laboring for the Lord. God will give us rest. And she preached, and I enjoyed that prayer as well. And yes, we may be reviled and persecuted, like you said, for the sake of Christ, but we can rejoice and keep on laboring for the Lord, because one day we will have rest. God, he promised to give us rest. And like Evangelist Maybell said, you know, the enemy, he will try to annoy us, to try to make us frustrated, to frustrate us enough to give up and to stop working. But let him go ahead. Satan's going to do what he does. And we have to keep doing what we do, and that's keep on laboring for the Lord. We're not just doing this to beat the air, but we're doing it to win a prize, and that's the prize of rest, that promise of rest, because we want to enter into that rest. So everything that we've done, it'll be in vain if we come this far and then we just give up because the enemy is messing with us. We'll have lost out on our reward. But we've come too far to give up. I enjoy the word of God, very encouraging. Very inspiring. I want to say to Evangelist Maybell, keep on preaching the word of God. Be very much encouraged.
Amen. Any other evangelists or clergy? If not, we do thank the Lord for what we've heard. I believe Sister Rhoda might be on if she desired to have any remarks.
Yes.
Or words.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. I really want to glorify our God for reminding us to continue laboring for him. As a woman of God has preached this night, it's true, the reward is there. I know when we are serving God, it's not easy. People despise you, they mock you, they do whatever they want to do. But let us just press on. The Lord is with us. The Bible says all those people who serve him, he will honor them. God is going to honor us in this world, even the world to come. Look at the example in the Bible. People like Paul and Silas, they were put in prison, beaten. But when they came out, they continued doing the work of God. So look at the example of Stephen. Stephen was stoned to death because of the gospel. So let us be encouraged, my sisters and my brothers, to continue working for the Lord. He's coming back. We are going to get that crown in heaven. We are going to get that rest in heaven. Be encouraged, be strong. Don't listen to the voice of the devil, because he's always there to pull us behind, to frustrate us, to discourage us. But we are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Thank you so much, woman of God. God continue to bless you mightily and use you for his glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the beautiful remarks, words of encouragement. Just thank God once again for that beautiful message. And I want to say to everyone listening, take the word of God in and apply it to your life. Live by it every day, and God will surely bless your soul. At this time, we're going to give the remainder of the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the beautiful remarks coming through our evangelist and Sister Rhoda. I thank the Lord for you being on the line on tonight. I thank God for all of those who are on the line with us tonight. Some we know and some we don't know. But I thank God for you, and I also thank God for Cousin Gloria. Thank the Lord. She lets me know that she was on the broadcast, and she lets me know that she's praying. And I'm thankful for that, because prayer changes things, and it's good to know that somebody else is praying for you. Glory to God.
Amen.
I just thank God. That's very encouraging to my soul. And I thought about Paul and Silas, how they were locked in jail, but how the Lord delivered them. But they came out, and they continued to do the work of the Lord. And also, Peter was in jail. But when he came out, he continued to do the work of the Lord. So therefore, we, being the people of God, we must continue laboring for the Lord. We don't stop because of adversity. We don't stop because things happen to us. We don't stop because we're being tested and tried. But we continue to labor for the Lord. This is why we're laboring, because we want to enter into that rest, and we want to receive a crown of life. So we encourage you, all of the people of God, we encourage you to continue to labor for the Lord. If you're working for the Lord, just continue. Don't give up. Don't stop. I don't care what kind of adverse action come in your life. You continue to work for the Lord. And we thank God for the broadcast tonight. If that's all.
God bless you, Vandis May. I just want to make mention that Tiana, do you remember Tiana? You're looking from Baltimore, and she was a young girl. We used to bring them to church.
Yes, I think I remember her.
She is on the line right now.
Oh, thank the Lord.
Amen. I just want to say God bless you, Tiana, and so glad that you were able to tune in. And I want you to know that I'm praying for you, young lady, praying that the Lord will continue to bless you and that he will save you. Amen. God bless. But I just wanted to make mention that she is also on.
Oh, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for you, Tiana. We are glad to have you on this broadcast tonight. We invite you to tune in again. Praise the Lord. Hope to see you in person. It's been a long time since we've
It's been a long time.
Yes. Would you like to say something?
I'm listening. I'm over here listening, and I have been around, and I never changed, and I do remember all the things that I was taught in. I definitely do promote that through my life and even today as me being grown.
Yeah.
I appreciate y'all. I really, really do. I pray for y'all just as much as y'all praying for me, and I want y'all to continue to pray for me. And
yes.
Y'all will see me in person soon.
Yes, okay. Thank the Lord. We will continue praying for you, and we will look forward to seeing you soon, Lord willing. Tune in with us again. We'll be on Sunday night at 7 p.m., and we'll be back again Tuesday, Lord willing. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to hear that. I thank God for you. You be encouraged, and you hold on. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless you,
is there
too.
Anything else? Well, if not, we thank the Lord for the broadcast tonight. And as we stated, we look forward to being back on Sunday night at 7 p.m. Close, and we say God bless you and good night.
Good night. God bless you, too.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Good night.
God bless you. Good night.